In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share how I became a social media manager. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, Rachel Peterson, your host here. I'm excited to share this episode because sometimes people will ask me about how I became a social media manager. And there's an amazing lesson in this because I feel like I've shared the story of how I became a social media manager so many times. But until you've shared it with everyone in the entire world, which is what, 8 billion people? 10 billion, I don't even know anymore. It grows all the time. You haven't shared your story enough. You haven't reached everyone there is to reach. This is your reminder to share your story, share your progress, share your journey. You never know who hasn't heard it before. So one of the biggest things that's really interesting about sharing your story is that if you don't share your story, people make their own assumptions about who you are. For example, I shared a series on TikTok, and someone asked me, how do you do it all? And I broke down the truth of today, here, now in my business, how I do it all, and who I've hired, and what our lives look like, and the team that I have in place. And that person was kind of, or another person was kind of like, well, it must be nice to have tons of money, and this isn't accessible to everybody. And I realized something that I've known for years, but becomes more and more clear to me over time. And that is this: everyone is always creating their stories about who you are. If you don't share your story, people are making their own assumptions about exactly who you are and how you got to where you are today. So for example, I remember back when I was in hair school to be a hairstylist. And I was like on the weekends going to Goodwill every single day. We didn't have a car, so I would literally push Dakota to Goodwill. It was like, I want to say it was like 5 miles away from our house. This is back when we lived in the Anoka house. And I'd push Dakota in her stroller to Goodwill. And I was on welfare and I was on food stamps. And I was so desperately trying to scrape by and not let anyone see how much I was actually struggling. So I would like search through the racks at Goodwill, find the ones that were like 25% off based on the sticker color. And I would grab a couple of different shirts that were nice and that didn't show the struggle I was going through. And if I found a shirt from like J. Crew or Banana Republic, I knew, oh my gosh, this is awesome. No one's gonna know how hard my life is. And I would go to school and sometimes I would like bake brownies or cookies for the class because I just wanted to look like I had my life together more than anything. Well, some girls in school made their own assumptions about who I was because of how I was presenting myself, and they spread these rumors that my dad was super rich and that I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth and that, you know, everything in my life had been handed to me, and they had no idea that I was on welfare and food stamps. And it was interesting because one of the things that's shocking to me is how much more it hurts to be lumped into something that isn't even true or being judged for something that isn't even true. And that's why I truly believe that we need to tell our stories. So at least if people are going to judge us, which they're going to do no matter what, guaranteed, promise, promise, at least I'm being judged for who I really am, not based on who people want to believe that I am or who someone says I am. So let's talk about how I became a social media manager. Did I go to an Ivy League school? No. Did I work for an amazing Fortune 500 company? No. Did I even have a degree? Nope. I was actually working as a hairstylist. And one day, a client came into the chair and I was giving her the most beautiful highlights in the whole world. And she said, My husband and I bought this little chicken chain. It's called Mrs. Winner's Chicken and Biscuits. They had bought the franchisor. They actually didn't even buy it. This is kind of crazy. The owner, the husband of the gal who was in my chair, he was an attorney and he represented Mrs. Winner's Chicken and Biscuits. And because they went in through bankruptcy through this whole like lawsuit, they couldn't pay him. So instead they gifted him the franchise, which is kind of crazy cool, I think. Like, I think it's really powerful. And so she's telling me about this and I started talking about Shark Tank and how I think it's so awesome. And I started talking about, you know, Tim Ferriss and entrepreneurship and social media and how I had been learning about social. And she got super, super excited. Her name, by the way, is Jeannie Batolf, and she is an angel in my story. And I was just writing this chapter of my book, and in this chapter of my book, I broke down some of the magical moments and experiences I had with Jeannie Batolf, the first person besides my mother or my husband who really truly believed in me and the power of the impact that one moment, that one chance encounter had. In fact, that day, Jeannie wasn't even supposed to be on my books. Another stylist had called in sick and she had never been to the salon before. And she was randomly reassigned to my chair for the day. Kind of wild. Synchronicities? I think so. So Jeannie is, by a fate encounter, a chance encounter, some synchronicity, she's in my chair and she like bursts out all excited and she goes, oh, show me your tweeter. And I was like, ma'am, we don't do that at this salon. Only that's not what I really said. What I really said was, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying. And she said, you know, the little blue bird. And I realized, oh, she's talking about Twitter. Now here's the thing. I had a Twitter, an Instagram, and a Facebook page all created for my hairstyling. And I didn't know at that time that sometimes I would post content and I wasn't growing super fast there. But what I did know is that sometimes I would post pictures of transformations, like a hair transformation or a makeover or before and after of extensions. And as soon as they posted it, I felt like more people always seemed to come in. And I couldn't quite exactly find the attribution, but I knew that I would put content on social media and something would happen. People would always come in to get their hair done. And so my books were building steadily and I showed Jeannie my Twitter and I showed Jeannie my Instagram and there was nothing magical. I was just posting content on social media. And what was so crazy in that moment was she said, do you think you can help us out with our marketing? And in my head, a million thoughts raced through my mind in that moment, just as I'm sure it's happened for you when you thought about, should I become a freelancer? Should I become a social media manager? What if I were to go into marketing? All the thoughts raced through my mind. I'm not an expert. I don't know if I can get results. I don't know. And something blurted out of my mouth, and I said, I would love to. So it was go time. She invited me to come to their house and meet them for dinner to talk about social media. And so my husband Paul came with me. And of course I was nervous. Part of me was like, is this all just like a setup to be pitched for something? I'm nervous she's going to like pull the rug out and not actually want to hire me or work with me, right? That's always kind of a natural fear I think that we have. But I said, you know, I'd love to. So I went to dinner at their house and then I got an email from Jeannie and she said, we'd love to hire you as our marketing consultant. Wild, right? And when I shared that with Paul, Paul said, I think this is it, babe. I think this is your thing. This is pretty powerful. And so while I wasn't the ultimate go-to expert, I didn't know almost any of the stuff that I would learn over the next 5 years. And I'm so grateful I didn't even know how much I had to learn. But I took these action steps, only seeing one or two steps in front of me. And what she didn't know, and I'm sure I'll sit down and talk to her about at dinner or that, or maybe I'll send her a signed copy of my book and tell her about, well, the chapter does, the impact that she had on my life. She would say, you know, when you come over this Saturday, can you guys do this? I need my YouTube channel set up. I need pictures posted on Instagram. I need Google My Business figured out. Actually, it wasn't Google My Business at that time. It was like something totally different. I think it was Google Plus, I want to say. And she said, can you set these things up? And so I would hop on YouTube or Google and I would literally be searching for the answers desperately. And I would watch a million YouTube videos so that by the time I showed up, I was able to perform the actions that she needed in their marketing. There's a wild and amazing journey of becoming an expert. And it doesn't happen overnight. And there's like this belief that we have to know everything before we start. I have to say, not only is it impossible to know everything, in fact, the more that I learn about marketing, the less I feel like I know, which is actually really beautiful. I figured a couple things out, but things change. Different industries are different. Different businesses have different levers that work really well. And new platforms are coming out all the time. Things change at a rapid pace that we almost sometimes can't even keep up with. But the truth is, I'm so grateful that at that time I took those steps forward in becoming a social media manager without worrying about becoming an expert at that point in time. Because the truth is, the more that you learn, the more you have to learn. It's a never-ending rabbit hole. I just want to promise you that right here, right now. Now, if you have enjoyed this episode and part of you is like, that's a step I want to take, we actually put together our signature program for free, 100% for free. It opens up April 9th, and you can sign up by going to joinsmu.com. 100% free. I want to support people with becoming amazing social media managers. And those first steps just require seeing one or two steps in front of you, taking action, learning as you go, committing to always learning and always doing your best. And a lot is going to figure itself out along the path. But let me just tell you, you'll be so glad down the road that you couldn't see the entire path. Even as I show up in my business today, the last week, some of the biggest opportunities in my entire life have come. And I am so glad that 2 weeks ago, I couldn't see them. I'm so glad because it would have been a lot for me to handle 2 weeks ago. I wasn't ready until the opportunities came. So just keep stepping forward. And for you, maybe the first step is to sign up for the waitlist. We will email everyone on April 9th as soon as the program opens up and get you all in. I'm so excited to support you. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.